Alaska women are tough, smart, and resourceful, and the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame honors some of these outstanding citizens each year. 11 women were inducted this spring in an Anchorage ceremony. Past Hall of Fame inductees Jane Anvig and Fran Ulmer took turns introducing them. Elizabeth Betty Parent was inducted this year. Here's Jane Anvig.
Our next inductee is Dr. Elizabeth Betty Parent, for achievement in educational leadership and advocacy for Native people. Betty Parent has progressed from a one-room schoolhouse in Crooked Creek to the most prestigious universities in the United States. She earned her bachelor's degree from the University of Alaska in 1964, and at that time was the 32nd Alaska Native who had matriculated from the University of Alaska. Then she found a way to be able to continue her education through a fellowship, and she got to get her master's degree at Harvard University in educational administration. And then following fellowship opportunities, finding them and following them, she had the opportunity to work on her doctorate at Stanford University. In 1984, Betty Parent became the first Alaska Native woman to earn a PhD. She taught and mentored students at San Francisco State University for 20 years. She mentored Alaska Native people and American Indian people in the College of Ethnic Studies, which she chaired. Today, she remains a national advocate for the advancement of Alaska Native people and American Indian people. Please welcome home Dr. Betty Parent.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be back home again. The sunshine and the wonderful people, it's just almost beyond belief. I'd like to make a quote from the actress Ruth Gordon, who later in life finally won an Oscar. And she said, "You have no idea how encouraging this thing can be for a girl." I had a wonderful meeting yesterday at the Chilista Corporation, where I met a lot of cousins and renewed friendships, and just was so happy to be back north again. And in a way, I never wanted to leave, but I had to leave to achieve my education dreams. And for those of you who are not, somebody told me recently that if somebody tells you you can't do something, what they're telling you is that you can't do it with them. So, especially the young people in the room, there are ways to solve your dreams. I didn't ever dream I would go to Harvard. When I got accepted, some of the Native ladies told me, "Girls don't go to Harvard. Who do you think you're doing?" You find ways to do things. And I wrote a curriculum in Native Studies, a multifaceted curriculum that includes minor, major, master's degrees, and we mentor a lot of doctorates. You can do it if you don't know that you can't. Liana, in a big way to my Aunt Alice, my sister's here. We were so many people were raised by my Aunt Alice that at her funeral I said I wasn't her first rotten child. She and my Aunt Josephine raised a lot of children. And my family life, it turns out now that I look back on it, I was never legally in her custody. So I was kind of a, pariah child, I guess. I can't imagine having stronger family. Lenny Hamilton and I refused to drop out of the University of Alaska because he was afraid of his mother and I was afraid of my aunt. Motivations come in different ways, you know. And one thing I want to say about education is that in some ways we're only stymied by our lack of imagination. The technology in itself is not bad. If you use it for good purposes, and if you look into your heart, I'm so pleased that we had music here tonight, because when you have music, you think with your heart, not your head. Liana.
That was Elizabeth Betty Parent, a 2017 inductee into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. More information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.